Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body. The more you learn, the more you earn. I have read hundreds of books in the last 10 years. In today's episode, I will share with you 3 books that can change your life completely. Before we start, here is the reason why I love books so much. Honestly, it's a phenomenon that I don't understand. I don't know how not everybody is reading self-development books. Think about it. There is an expert researching a topic for years, if not decades. This person then puts the best advice, the best learnings into a book, and then you still hear people like, oh, the book is so expensive, it costs 15 bucks. Really? You get access to knowledge that someone else accumulated over decades for 15, 20 bucks. It's absolutely crazy to me that not everybody's reading books. Personal growth books. And so you want to get advice from people who have created the results that you want. That is one of the best hacks I have for you. If you want to save time, study. I mean, this is the idea of my podcast, Success Leaves Clues. Study people who have created the results that you want. Learn from their mistakes. Get their best advice. And you can save decades. Get advice from experts, from people who have created results. You will often see people who shouldn't give advice, they give advice. Uninvited advice. I love this when I go to family gatherings. No shaming here, by the way. Someone who can't walk up the stairs because they are just not fit, they turn into nutritionists and they tell me what to eat. They tell me how to exercise. People who are experts usually write books, they have podcasts, and I would invite you to get advice from them. Stay away from people who give uninvited advice, especially when they're not experts. I go, for example, into a room, and once people hear that I, for example, don't eat meat, they turn into nutritionists real quick. And they start giving me advice about health and fitness, and they can't, no shaming here, but they can't walk up a couple of stairs without, you know, almost collapsing. They are obviously not fit, but they give advice about fitness. Or one of my favorite topics, career. You know how many times it happened in my life that people started giving me advice about career and what I should study? I remember this conversation vividly. It was a family gathering, and a friend of a family member asked me, what do you do for a living? And I told him a bit about what I do, and he's like, yeah, I really think you should get a safe job. I think you should study law. Like, you have such good grades. I think you should study law. And I'm like, well, first of all, I didn't ask you for advice. And he would keep going and keep giving me advice about what I should do. And in that moment, I realized so often people who are not fit give advice about fitness. People who are financially poor often give advice about career. I can tell you, if there is someone who is ahead of you in a certain area, sometimes it's better to listen, to learn. When I go to an event, if I go to a seminar, I'm very quiet. I'm listening. I'm not teaching. I'm not coaching. I want to learn. For some reason, there is often the opposite happens with people who are especially insecure. They start giving advice. They start giving uninvited advice. I make this for you so that you grow, that you have fun in life. And I can tell you, one of the best things is to become a good listener. When you talk, you often don't learn. When you listen, you do. When you ask good questions, you do. Without further ado, long ass intro. Ladies and gentlemen, let's jump straight into the first book recommendation. The first book, everybody should read this book. It has changed my life. I remember it vividly when I read it. I was 18 years old, and it was mind-blowing. The Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. One of my favorite quotes is the following. Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it's in your power, be good. This whole idea of, oh my gosh, if time is limited, if at some point I'm going to die and it's all going to be over, why would I waste my precious time with doing things that I don't like. Why would I just get a job to please society, to please my parents? Why wouldn't I create a life that is fun, that is extraordinary, that makes me proud? Why wouldn't I not just really live? What would I be afraid of? When you truly understand that time is limited, you don't want to waste it. You don't want to just add things to your to-do list to just do things. You want to do great stuff. You want to do meaningful stuff. You want to have amazing conversations. You want to walk through life with joy and pride. And reading that book, it's, I think, 2,000 years old. It's, by the way, it's not an easy read. That's why we write a book at the moment about death, about my story, about what, you know, what facing death at such a young age taught me. Coming very soon, this year. But it's worth your time. It's one of those books that I love gifting to people. And I remember I was like, wow. I think I've never made so many notes reading a book. It is such a simple but revolutionary idea. And I still forget that time is limited. We assume like, oh, we're going to turn 80, 90, 100. But truth is, that's reality for all of us. We share that. The truth is, we all don't know how much time we have. And isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that make every single day so freaking special? Every conversation, every single time when you meet your parents, when you meet your grandparents, you do life differently. If you think about it, like, if you're in the position and you still have grandparents, how many times do you see them per year? Most people would probably say like 3-4 times. How many times do you think you're going to see them in total before they say goodbye to this body? It creates a beautiful urgency. And urgency isn't necessarily something bad. It creates appreciation for this specific moment we have right now, for the next conversation that you have, for the dinner date you have with your spouse tonight. The Meditations, a book everybody should read. The second book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was a psychologist who wrote this famous book, Man's Search for Meaning. He survived the Holocaust. And this book helped me especially during my toughest time. There is this, it's one of my favorite quotes in the world. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. In other words, the quality of your life is not determined by what happens. The quality of your life is determined by how you react. In other words, it's you. And so in the book, Man's Search for Meaning, you hear those stories, very tough stories, by this man going through so much injustice, having his family killed basically in front of him, and then trying to find meaning, trying to live. And there are so many powerful lessons in that book that you can apply to your own life. One of them that I remember is he would describe that people who had a compelling vision of the future, something they looked forward to, they usually had higher chances of surviving. He talked about this vision that he had, that he would still need to finish this book. We need a compelling vision for ourselves, something we are looking forward to. A compelling vision of the future. However, the biggest lesson I think I learned from this book is the same thing happens, same stimulus, and you get two complete different responses. Let's say, I give you an example, a real life example that I thought of while driving here. If someone honks, I'm sitting in Bali right now, if someone honks here in Bali, you're driving on your bike and someone honks, it is basically a happy sign, like, hey, I'm here, be careful. Here in Bali, they say, hati, hati, I'm here. Like, nobody gets annoyed here if you honk. In Germany, where I grew up, nothing wrong with Germany, I love that country. If you honk there, however, peep, that usually means someone is angry with you. It's like, it's been green already for the last 0.003 milliseconds. Move! Same thing happens, two complete different reactions. I give you another example. Let's say two employees, same boss, same company, same salary. Everything is the same, except they have two different mindsets. They go into their office, they see a little note from their boss. I want to talk to you today. Please make time for a meeting. It's important. One person, let's call that person Anna. Anna reads that note and says, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Will I get fired? Was it because of this? What did I do wrong? And she would think about all the... She would start worrying. The other person, let's call her Taylor. Taylor sees that same note, same words. I want to talk to you. It's important. We need a meeting. She reads that note and says, oh my gosh, finally, I get that promotion. Same thing happens, two complete different responses. Life is not about what happens to you. It's about how you react. That determines the quality of your life. It's in your hands. That is also the main message of the book, in my opinion. It is in your hands. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space lies your power and your growth. You are basically the director of your life. Some people, you know, they have everything, but the quality of their life is still miserable. They have all the money, they have fame, they have a loving family. But they are not in charge of this inner world. They are not taking responsibility for their response. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, life-changing book. And last but not least, book number three. It's technically two books, but you can choose. They're both amazing. Unshakable or Money Master the Game. Tony Robbins has interviewed 50 of the most successful investors, put their best advice into a book. You can read it in a couple of days. It's absolutely mind-blowing that not everybody read this book. Can literally make you rich. It feels like this guy is paying me for promoting the books. He isn't. It's that good. I remember giving this book to a friend of mine. She was reading it and she was like, she learned for the first time about compounding. She was like, why doesn't everybody do this? Why doesn't everybody use passive investing? I'm like, well, I don't know. I have ideas. Why not? Quick fix. Everybody wants the magic pill. Nobody wants to. Everybody wants least resistance. The easiest way. So instead of, you know, the patience game, using compounding, everybody wants to know what is the next NFT that I can invest that makes me rich overnight. It's the same in the fitness world. Everybody wants the, nobody wants to go to the gym every day, eat healthy, and actually put in the work. Everybody wants the magic pill. Everyone wants this one fat burner that magically turns your belly into a six-pack from, you know, one day to the next. One day to do life. Do it if you want to do it. I'll tell you, in most cases, it takes time to build great things. It takes time to build great relationships. It takes time to build a great body. I love it when people come to me like, hey, Axel, you are so lucky you have such, that you have a six pack. I'm like, yeah, if you want to call 14 years of exercising 5-6 times per week, eating mainly whole foods, being very disciplined and enjoying it. If you want to call that luck, yeah, I'm very lucky. I would say you will be equally lucky if you would do the same thing. If you put in the work for 14 years, imagine how you would look, how you would feel. You learn from some of the best investors. Most people don't have access to that. I also know that, especially when it comes to money, there is so much negative conditioning from our pasts and our childhoods and the generations before that many people hear the topic money and they're like, oh, money is the root of all evil. Money is uncomfortable. I don't do that. And your brain is wired to avoid pain and to seek pleasure. If you connect pain with money, you're not going to educate yourself. You're not going to start investing. You're not going to learn. And so the question is, how can you make it pleasurable? And I hope this is a form of content that makes it pleasurable for you. Also, just, you know, if you don't want to read the book, listen to the book. There's an audiobook of it. And then change your mindset, change the way, you know, change your attitude. And you heard me saying attitude determines altitude. It's really true. Also, when it comes to money, educate yourself, learn about it. It doesn't have to be so complicated. And this book is also something I love about Tony Robbins. He makes complicated stuff, puts it into very practical advice, and you can do it. A lot of the advice is US related, but whenever you read books, use what resonates with you. The rest, just read over it and then apply it to wherever you live and do your own research. You know, there's this thing called Google. It's your best friend. And so, especially if you want to take care of your financial life, read both of the books. I think Unbreakable, if I would have to pick one and gift it to someone for like birthday, I would probably use Unshakable just because it's faster and the main message is still the same, and it's a phenomenal book. And that's that. Three books that could completely change your life. You could read those books in 2 weeks. You could implement the knowledge immediately. You could start investing. You could completely change the way you look at life. I give you a bonus book, just because I'm reading it at the minute. Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. Also, like, everything you can get from Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, life-changing stuff, use it. Once my book is out, read it. You're always just one decision away from a complete different life. Feed your mind. Just like if you train your body, if you train your muscles, that's great. Also train your mind, feed your mind. That's one deal that I have made with myself. Every single day for at least 30 minutes, I feed my mind. I read books. I listen to podcasts. And over the last, I've been doing that for 10 years. Like, I have accumulated a lot of knowledge because of that simple habit. And it's fun for me. Like, I enjoy it. Adapt that habit. 30 minutes every day. Feed your mind. Learn new languages. Train your freaking brain. I know it's probably not normal. I invite you to walk away from normal. Normal nowadays is self-destructive behavior. Normal in today's society means self-destructive behavior. It's normal to eat fast food. It's normal to buy every year the newest iPhone, but if then people should invest into, you know, starting a business, no, that's too expensive. 100 euro for healthy organic food, too much. 100 euro for drugs, parties, cigarettes, no problem. 1 hour for meditation, exercising, breath work, don't have time for that. Netflix, 1 hour every day, no problem. You can make excuses or you can make progress, but you can't make both. And if that's normal, I don't want to be normal. If it's normal to practice self-destructive behavior, I don't want to be normal. I want to be happy. It's normal to, for example, buy a car that you can't afford, spend 3-4 times worth your salary on that car just to impress your friends and your neighbors, and then pay that car off for the next 4-5 years. Spend a lot of money on interest and fees. That's normal. It's not normal to invest in yourself. It's not normal to go to retreats. It's not normal to spend money on books. So don't be normal. Be weird. Be yourself. And if you read those books, please just promise me to act. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power. Only if you act. And become an action taker. If you have an idea, if you have an intuition, do something immediately about it. Don't say like, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. In that moment, act. Act when the idea is hot. Become an action taker. Become someone who is doing stuff. order those books, read those books, implement it, do the exercises that you find in those books. Unless you change, nothing changes in your life. You have so much power over your life, even if you might not understand it and realize it, but you do. You are shaping your reality. You have so much freaking power, and you could completely turn things around if you change your behavior, if you would raise your standard for how you treat your body, how you talk, how you walk, how you spend your time, what kind of decisions you make. It's right now in your hands. Thank you so much for listening, for watching. I'm curious to hear in the comments, what is the one book that changed your life and why?